This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior. Crime exploding all across America. And in light of all this, Washington state lawmakers introduced a bill that would reduce penalties for drive-by shootings because of promoting racial equity. In other words, you kill someone in a drive-by shooting, but you're black. It's not fair. You were born black. You probably don't have a father in the house. You were born black. Your mother might be in prison. You were born black. It's not your fault. We got to reduce the penalties. If a white person does the same crime, let's increase the penalties. I mean, this kind of insanity, no one ever believed this could happen in America. The bill was introduced by Democrat Representatives Tara Simmons and David Hackney. Ahead of the 2022 State of Washington legislative session, it would eliminate drive-by shootings as the basis for elevating a first-degree murder charge to aggravated murder in the first degree, which carries a mandatory sentence of life imprisonment. Drive-by shootings were added to the list of aggravating factors for murder charges in 1995. Other aggravating factors include murder of law enforcement officers, murders committed by inmates while they're behind bars, and murder-for-hire schemes. The aggravating factor that the bill would eliminate reads, the murder was committed during the course of or as a result of a shooting where the discharge of a firearm is either from a motor vehicle or from the immediate area of a motor vehicle that was used to transport the shooter or the firearm. Representative Simmons, who represents a district in Western Washington, argued it's clear that it was targeted at gangs that are predominantly black. I believe in a society that believes in the power of redemption. She told Fox News, murder is murder, no matter where the bullet comes from, but locking young people up and throwing away the key is not the answer. Well, no, actually, it is the answer. And I don't care if the drive-by shooter is white or black. If you shoot a person in a drive-by shooting, death penalty is the answer. Matter of fact, right here in Vegas, you know, I always pride myself, even though I've talked many times on the show about the massive crime wave that's hit Las Vegas, I still am proud of the fact we're nothing like Chicago, New York, Baltimore, Detroit, you name the city, Los Angeles, San Francisco. They're all in this massive murder rampage and carjacking rampage and home invasion rampage. And no matter how bad things have gotten in Vegas, they're nothing near the numbers you see coming out of those big inner cities around the United States. But it's coming. It's coming. I mean, there's a lot of robberies and helicopters are out every night around my house searching backyards with spotlights. It's coming. And I live in, obviously, a fancy Beverly Hills-like area. It's coming. And how do I know? Because this weekend it came. A woman and her husband went shopping at the beautiful upscale fashion show mall. And I've said it before on this show. The people on the strip since COVID came and the people in the fashion show mall, which used to be the highest class mall in all of Las Vegas with the fanciest stores anchored by a Neiman Marcus and a Nordstrom and a Saks Fifth Avenue and a Bloomingdale's. And this fancy fashion show mall is now so filled with thugs with pants hanging down their ass, hanging down the crack of their ass, with a look on their face like, please walk into me, because I'm going to deck you and murder you when you're on the ground with the knife I'm carrying. That's what you see every time you go to the fashion show mall. I tell every woman in my life, I don't mean just my wife, but I mean my daughters, my friends' wives, I tell all of them, don't go near the fashion show mall anymore unless you've got a man with you, and bring a gun. That's how bad the most beautiful Beverly Hills-like... Oh, it was not... I don't think it was yesterday, Sunday. I think it was Saturday. But it might have even been yesterday. It just happened this weekend. How about we put it that way? New Year's weekend. Oh, I know what had happened, because I remember thinking she didn't even make it to the new year. It was Friday. It was New Year's Eve, daytime. In broad daylight, a woman and her husband parked their car in the fashion show mall, and she got out of her side. The husband, I think, was driving. She got out the passenger side, was immediately attacked by a man trying to steal her purse, and she fought back, and he shot her dead. This never happens in Las Vegas. There is no such thing in Vegas. Nobody robs you and murders you, let alone tourists on the Vegas Strip. It just doesn't happen. It's bad, bad news for tourism, so we don't let it happen. Lots of cops on the Strip, but the Strip has become a shooting gallery of late. Nothing but losers, and of course they're all wearing masks like they're supposed to, so when they wear masks you can't even see their damn face. How would you describe someone who just shot your wife if they were wearing a mask over their face? This is what we've done to our society. So this low-life piece of garbage shoots her, and she dies at the hospital. Husband was not harmed. I don't know, you know, whether he tried to prevent it. I don't know if he got to the side of the car with her too late. She was already dead. Obviously, he didn't run after the criminal. The criminal and the other guy in the car, in the getaway car, I guess, drove away and went to another hotel and another parking garage. This is why Wayne Root, you know, I hate to say I told you so, but I, you know, these are just my opinions in life. I always park valet. It's one of the things I love about Vegas. I will not park in a garage and walk a long walk in a fairly dark parking garage with no one there to help me. In the casino, there's security every minute. In the parking garage, there's no security. If you're in trouble, you'd have to run, you know, a quarter mile to get inside the casino and try and locate a guard. By that time, you're shot dead, or if you're alive and they stole your money, the person who did it is long gone. So I never park in a parking garage, self-parking, ever. How cheap do you have to be, right? I mean, I'll just pay the money and park valet. That's what I used to say. You just give the guy, you know, it's theoretically a one. I always gave him a five. But theoretically, you give him a one or a two. But now, of course, they changed it so that valet parking costs $20-$25 at many Vegas casinos. Everything has changed. I've always argued that's the worst thing that happened in my 20 years in Vegas. The biggest mistake casinos ever made and the worst thing they've ever done is charging people $20 for valet parking. But either way, I valet because I do not want to take a chance someone steals my car, and I want to take a chance someone steals or kills me or my wife or someone I love. And so I feel so sorry these people parked in a regular self-parking garage. When I go to Fashion Show Mall, even now that it's dangerous, I've only been there like twice in the past 2 years, that I've considered it to be very life, taking your life in your hands, going there. But I park valet at Neiman Marcus or valet at Saks Fifth Avenue and walk inside. So when I come outside, no one's going to mug me. There's a valet guy bringing my car right to me. And I walk right in the door with the valet guy next to me and give him a five. So I just don't think anyone should park in self-parking anymore in Las Vegas. But anyway, he went straight from the fashion show mall where he shot a woman dead, trying to get her purse, to I think it was Palace Station right down the street. In that parking lot, accosted a man who was in his 50s and shot him dead. So he killed a woman 66 years old and killed a man in his 50s. And both of these happened on New Year's Eve within an hour of each other. And these are two people that were about to celebrate New Year 2022 and never got there. Just a terrible thing when you think about it. Just awful. You wake up that morning thinking it's New Year's Eve and I just had a nice Christmas and you're never going to see the rest of the day and you're never going to see the New Year 2022. That's how sudden and horrible murder is. And these scumbags are just walking around our country. And the police let them out again and again and again. I guarantee you these two guys, which did get caught, that's just in us in Chicago and places like Los Angeles, California, New York. Our police still do their job here. And they caught them in a matter of hours. And, I just wish they would face the death penalty, and I wish it would be a public hanging. I just wish it would be a public hanging. Because I'd be the first one standing in the front row cheering them on as you hang them as their necks break. Piece of human scum, human garbage. They killed a woman on New Year's Eve for her purse. They killed a man for his wallet on New Year's Eve. And they killed two people that were tourists in our wonderful town, and which could go a long way to hurting tourism, and therefore killing people's jobs. What pieces of human garbage. These are people we should all crowd on the Vegas Strip, 100,000 people, and cheer on their hanging. Well, of course, after a trial. That's what makes America great. I'm not saying there should be any mob violence after a trial. You arrest them, you indict them, you put them on trial. When they're found guilty, you hang them in a public square. That's what we're missing in the United States of America. That's what stops people from being criminals. They're scared to death to get hung while people laugh at them and cheer and have a drink while they're tangling from the rope. That's what's missing in the United States of America. You don't let them out on bail. 31 shot during New Year's weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. 31 shot. And this all started with me talking about the fact that they don't want to penalize people in certain states because they're black or they're predominantly black that commit the crimes. And because of racial equity, we shouldn't hold them to a certain standard. 31 shot during New Year's weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. Okay, and that's not the only bad news of the day in Chicago. 2021, deadliest year in a quarter of a century in Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. 797 homicides in 2021. 25 more than recorded in 2020. 299 more than in 2019 and the most since 1996. 3,561 shooting incidents in Chicago. 300 more than recorded in 2020. 1,400 more than recorded in 2019. You don't think all these cities run by Democrats are going downhill fast? They are. 337 murders during 2021 in Democrat-run Baltimore, all-time record. Democrat-run Philadelphia just set the homicide record in 2021. 562 homicides, most in the city's history. There were 350 in 2019, 562 this past year. I wonder if it's going to get even worse in 2022. I'm guessing yes. Anywhere Democrats run is hell. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
America's founders knew power.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
It's a cold. It's a cold. The new COVID Omicron is a freaking common cold and a mild flu. They've been around since the beginning of all time. Have you seen the latest stats? Here's the tracking of coronavirus in the United States. 385,000 plus new cases on January 1st, New Year's Day. That's up 202% in the last 14 days. How about the amount of deaths? Down 4%. So the amount of people that have COVID, up 202%. The amount who have died, down 4%. You know what that adds up to? This is a cold. This is no longer a death blow. It's a cold. And the people who make us hysterical, this is the Stepford Wives come to real life. They're brainwashing you. It's been nothing but nonstop communist re-education camps. It's brainwashing. It's Nazi level from 1938, 39, 40 before they started the Holocaust. Nazi level brainwashing. To be scared, to want lockdowns, to want to keep people out of restaurants because they're not vaccinated, to ask for their cards for the rest of their lives. Every time they walk anywhere, God forbid they don't have their card on them, you can't go anywhere if you can't prove you're vaccinated. Just like you can't prove you're not a Jew in 1940 Nazi Germany. Wear a yellow star like the Jews. This is brainwashing. How did it happen? No one could ever understand how it happened. How did it happen? How did Nazi Germany happen? Now I know. My God. Liberals are so susceptible to brainwashing. If they told you tomorrow the only way to avoid COVID is for you and your children to board the train to a camp, you'd all go. You crazy, nutty people. Wayne Root would be with the resistance picking people off. I'll take 20 of them out before they take me away on that train. What's the matter with you people? How do you believe the government? How do you trust the government? How do you trust anything they say when everything they say turned out to be a lie? Everything. Tell me what they got right. They said the vaccinated can't spread COVID. Lie. I said it was a lie, and I was right. They lied. I said the COVID vaccines could kill you and have serious side effects, blood clots, heart attacks. I was right. They lied. And I said they're going to give you shots every 12 times a year now. I was right. They lied. And you can't get COVID when you get the shot. They lied. While they were saying it, I was reporting on every country that already started, like Israel. Everybody had COVID with the shot. And they said, we'll never give shots to young children. And they lied. Now they're making it mandatory. And they said there'd never be camps for the unvaccinated. It's happening. They lied. And they said they would never have segregation again. And they lied. If you can't get into a store to get food, you'll starve to death. They don't care. It's like Nazi Germany, Soviet-level brainwashing, Soviet propaganda, Soviet communism. The unvaccinated, unable to work. They said, that'll never happen. It's the truth. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a freaking soothsayer. Make it harder for people to get health insurance or medical care if they're unvaccinated. They said that would never happen. That's a conspiracy theory. It's happened. Secret contracts between Pfizer and other drug vaccine companies and the government. They said, oh, that's not true. It happened. Everything I ever said came true. And now there's a lot of rumors that Betty White, who died 99 years old just a couple weeks before her 100th birthday over the weekend. Poor Betty White. There's a rumor all over the internet that she just got her booster shot days before. Her agent denies it, but you should see the way he denies it. First of all, I wouldn't use her as a example of booster shots killing people because she's 99 years old. When you're 99, you could die any hour of any day tomorrow. So I have no idea if she got her booster shot and then died. And even if she did, she was 99 years old. She can't use that example. But having said that, it's just interesting. The agent said, people are saying her death was related to getting a booster shot 3 days earlier, but she died of natural causes. Her death should not be politicized. That's not the life she lived. Isn't that an interesting answer? He didn't answer if she got the booster shot 3 days before, or if she got the booster shot a week before, or if she got the booster shot at all, or if she got the two shots before that. All he said was her life shouldn't be politicized. That's not the life that she lived. I've never mentioned anything about Betty White's death. Because to me, she's 99 years old. So booster or not, people die every day when they're 99. But let me tell you, they don't die every day when they're 40. And they don't die every day when they're 50. They don't die every day when they're 60. Heck, since my own wedding, five people at the wedding, four have had massive heart attacks, open heart surgery. One is dead of a heart attack. All vaccinated. Interesting.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The headaches aren't going away for air travelers. So far, over 7,000 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed or canceled on Monday. FlightAware saying airports on the East Coast are having the most problems as a winter storm swept through the area. Nearly 1,000 homes have been burned down and hundreds others have been damaged after a wildfire tore through several neighborhoods in Colorado. Democratic Governor Jared Polis on Monday speaking about the damage from the fire.
It is just remarkable that in a fire of this speed and size in the area it was, that there's only two people missing. And that also, you know, should be really a warning to all of us. When you get a pre-evac or evacuation notice, hop to it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
the stories just keep coming out, and they're not, you know, they're not rumors, they're not fake, they're not conservative, they're not exaggerated, they're science. In Germany, are among the fully vaccinated. Only 4% are among the unvaccinated, which is what I've been trying to tell you for so long now. This is all about the vaccine causing your immune system to be weaker when it comes to the next variant that comes along. That's what I've been trying to tell you guys for months and months and months and months. And I saw all the studies in England that verify that every day after you're vaccinated, your immune system gets weaker and weaker and weaker. So the next variant that comes along, even like a little common cold, could make you very sick or could kill you, or certainly you could get it. And you look around America at all the celebrities and the athletes, the NFL players, the generals, the politicians, the White House. So many people who are vaccinated, double vaccinated, triple vaccinated, have COVID. It just goes to show you this is not working. It does not work. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, and then we get a great guest coming up, Joel Pollack of Breitbart. Patriot VPN is the sponsor. They use military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world, so cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider cannot collect and use your private information without your knowledge, and they can't track where you're going online. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or family or personal, three different plans to meet your needs, starting at only $6.95 a month. That's it. $6.95 a month, not $695. $6.95 a month. Use the code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. All right, we've got our guest Joel Pollack here, senior editor-at-large at Breitbart.com, regular guest on the show. Author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. Hey, Joel, I could just picture your next book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2022 Congressional Election. What has actually changed between 2020 and now, other than a couple of states, Georgia and Texas? Have a lot of laws radically changed to make sure we won't get that kind of voter fraud in 2022?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year, Wayne, but no, nothing has changed radically, but what's interesting is that there's so much enthusiasm on the Republican side and so much antagonism among voters toward Democrats that people are not being deterred by the idea that there might be fraud. People are rushing to the polls, and we saw that in Virginia. Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat, turned out more Democrat voters than any candidate for governor in history with the mail-in votes and all that stuff. And he still lost because Republicans turned out more. People are so fed up that here's another interesting poll. This comes from Harry Enten of CNN, of all places. He said the people most likely to believe that 2020 was stolen are also the most likely to say they want to vote in 2022. So even though people believe the election was stolen, they're still going to come out. It's weird and kind of defies explanation, but it does tell you how angry the public is at the Democratic Party and at Joe Biden.
No question. Hey, look, the people that are most angry at a stolen election are the ones coming out to vote because they're all conservatives, and they're coming out to vote. But every one of my listeners says, I'm coming out to vote, Wayne. I'd never not do it. I'm angry. I'm coming out to vote. I'm bringing everyone I can. But I just want to let you know, Wayne, I'm worried that we can't win elections anymore because they're rigged. So, I mean, they're worried, and they're willing to come out and vote and see. So hopefully we prove that at least we can win a congressional election. Remember those two elections under Obama? We won massive landslides both times in the midterm elections. So conservatives do come out like screaming banshees, you know, with pitchforks and blowtorches during midterm elections when a big liberal Democrat is elected president. So I'm assuming it's going to be a gigantic, gigantic Republican victory, despite any rigging that goes on or any mail-in ballot, you know, shenanigans that go on. Let's talk about Israel.
Let me just make another point about that.
Sure.
Let me just make another point. The other sign you know that the other side is panicking is the same guy who pushed for all of the rule changes in 2020, Mark Elias, the guy behind the Russia collusion hoax, the guy who's been their dirty trickster for years. He's now saying he wants to disqualify Republican candidates under the 14th Amendment, saying that if they supported the January 6th protest, and they're guilty of insurrection against the United States and they're barred from holding public office. It's completely nuts, but it tells you how desperate they are, and they're really going to try that.
Well, they'll try anything because they see what's coming. I mean, they know that, you know, when Trump was elected in 2016, he erased everything that Obama had done. And so, you know, and then when Biden was elected in 2020, he started to erase everything Trump's ever done. So if we win both the House and the Senate, you know.
It's worse than that for Democrats because Trump didn't just erase everything Obama did. Trump showed that when you govern as a conservative, it works. That's what he showed the country, that his policies work. And Biden has come in and shown the country that liberal policies do not work. There's no way to make them work. And that's why they hate him, because he drew the curtain back and he showed the American public what they couldn't see before because they trusted the media, what they couldn't see before because the Clintons had done these half measures and they always promised the left a little more, but they never quite gave it. Now we've got the left fully in charge. Joe Biden's a puppet. People see this left-wing stuff doesn't work. And you've got suburban soccer moms who were a little put off by Trump's tweets suddenly coming back to the Republican Party and saying, stop messing with our kids. We want our lives back. We want our communities back. So this is what's happening. And that's why they hate Trump and they want to disqualify him from running in 2024. They want to talk about January 6th. We're going to see a lot of that this week because he showed the country that conservatism works, that freedom works. And Biden's busy showing the opposite. So they're going to try to distract people from that. They're desperate to confuse the American people again. But people are actually seeing this for themselves. And I think that, look, there's nothing in the bag for 2022. You're 100% right to be worried. But there's a huge, huge backlash.
Right. And by the way, it's happened twice in my lifetime. You know, Jimmy Carter proved that everything liberals want will destroy the country and destroy the economy and kill your jobs. And literally the minute Reagan got in, he reversed everything Carter did. And the country had the greatest economic boom in the history of America. And then same thing happened with Obama, who killed the economy, and Trump gets in. And the minute Trump gets in, he turns the economy around. And liberals try and make it seem like Obama was a great president. We had a good economy. No, we had a good stock market, but we had a horrible economy. It was 1%. GDP, 1% growth for 8 years of Obama. It was always 1%. And Trump came in and turned it around and got it doubled and tripled. And everything was fantastic until COVID came along. So twice in my lifetime, Reagan and Trump have taken over from extreme liberals and proven our way works and their way doesn't. Twice. So it's good to know, Joel, and keep saying it loud and loud and loud. Let's talk about Israel for a minute, because I'm sure you know I'm probably the leading guy in this country. There's no conservative talk show host in America who's been as anti-this vaccine as me. I'm not anti-vaccine. I've given my kids every vaccine you're supposed to give them. I've taken every vaccine. I've never been anti-vaccine one day in my life. I said from day one, this vaccine is not good and it's not going to work and it's rushed to development. It's experimental and it's for emergency use only. Wait, wait, wait. Don't take it. And I think I've been proven right about everything I said. And now there's a report that Israel is considering herd immunity through mass infection, which is what I said from day one is what we ought to be doing. And so is that in fact what's happening? Because they're the most vaccine-pushing nation in the whole world, and yet they've got tons of COVID, and it didn't work, correct?
Well, it did work, but here's the deal. The vaccines worked to slow down the rate of infection and slow down the hospitalizations, but they got this Omicron variant, which is much more contagious. And of the Israelis who've been affected by the Omicron variant, 40% are vaccinated. So the vaccine is not foolproof against this new variant. But the variant is considered to have milder symptoms than the previous variants, the Alpha variant, the Delta variant. The Omicron variant has milder symptoms. So the vaccine kind of got them through the worst variants. Now they're on to, if you will, an easier variant, not completely risk-free, obviously, but an easier variant. And now they're saying, you know what, this is actually maybe a gift. Maybe if people get infected with this one, they'll develop a natural immunity to the overall coronavirus, and they'll have weaker, easier symptoms, and we can get over this. We'll have herd immunity at a lower cost. So you can say that they used the vaccine to get to this point. It's not 100% effective, and in fact, against Omicron, people are still concerned it may not be effective. And, you know, it is an experimental vaccine in some ways. There are some doctors who are still not 100% sold on vaccinating children, for example. But Israel may be going to herd immunity. And they just look at the situation. They see a lot of people getting infected anyway. And they say, we may as well take the risk because we can be through with this pandemic entirely if there's enough immunity in the population, whether from vaccine or from natural immunity. And if you're going to get one of the variants, you probably prefer to get the Omicron variant than whatever future variant comes along, which could actually be worse. So we think these variants are getting easier, but they could be getting worse in future. So just get everybody immunized now, whether naturally or through vaccine, and we might be over this. That's what they're saying.
Well, if herd immunity works on a person that's been triple vaccinated, and there's a lot of debate about that. My next guest is Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology, and he will tell you that there's a very different reaction when you have no vaccine and herd immunity versus had a vaccine and you get COVID. It may not be the same kind of protection at all. The vaccine may counteract the herd immunity. So lots of questions, Joel. I just don't know where this is all leading, but I know there's a lot more to talk about, and I'd like to talk about California's huge coronavirus surge. Can you hang through the break?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Joel Pollack, senior editor at large, Breitbart.com, author of the e-book Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 Presidential Election. You'll find all his articles at Breitbart.com, a good friend of the show, Breitbart. Thank you, Joel Pollack. We'll be right back. More with Joel, Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, the root's on fire. See you in a sec. This is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, or call 888-444-8895. That's toll free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a 6-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. 2 baths, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Does your business spend $500?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
These stories that keep popping up are so amazing. New York City is considering race when distributing life-saving COVID treatments. It's hard to, like, monoclonal antibodies. You know, if you're black, you get them. If you have COVID and a white person has COVID, you get it because you're black. They don't get it because they're white. I mean, it's the most incredible things I've ever heard in my entire life. A race-based approach to medicine, and you're going to screw over white people. But that's not racism. That's not hate speech. Letting one die because they're white, letting one live because they're black. Shouldn't everybody get monoclonal antibodies? Hasn't Biden dropped the ball? Why isn't monoclonal antibodies available, plentiful amounts everywhere? It's an embarrassment. In Florida, they're saying that they're claiming that Biden has not given them enough monoclonal antibodies. He's trying to stop the free flow so that people just die because they're conservative. They want to die. Is that really what they want? I don't know. I'm just telling you. Sure sounds like it. Sons of Liberty is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And you may know about them because they're our favorite CBD company. But they've partnered with a brilliant team of scientists now to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. And a new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically, meaning death rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on an airplane. For my listeners and fans only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Just use the code WAR15 to get 15% off forever. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com and use the code WAR15 to get 15% off forever. Okay, we're back with Joel Pollack, senior editor at large, Breitbart.com, author of the ebook Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. Joel, so we were just talking about Israel, and you seem to like the vaccine a lot more than I do. I think the vaccine's a disaster. It's giving people heart attacks. But how could you rationalize that the vaccine's doing a good job when all the states like New York and California that mask everyone and vaccinate everyone and lock down everyone have a surge of COVID and they have the most deaths too in New York? It seems to me it's pretty clear the vaccine is not doing the job.
Well, I think the vaccine is doing a job. I don't know that it's 100% effective. I do think we'd probably be in a worse situation But there are a lot of things about this pandemic we still don't understand. I think that New York is at a disadvantage simply because it's so densely populated and because everybody goes indoors this time of year. California is a different story. California is very geographically diverse. Where I live on the coast, it's pretty mild, whether it's winter or summer. But if you go to the interior, it gets cold as well. They have a proper winter where people have to go indoors. So who knows? But what is interesting is that Florida, without any of the mandates, is doing the best out of just about every state. And the media like to pick on Ron DeSantis. They like to pick on Florida. But he doesn't have vaccine mandates. He's fighting against the mask mandates. And Florida's doing just fine. He has prioritized the people who need the vaccine the most, and he has said, the state's open for business, we're not shutting down our economy. And that seems to be the right approach. He's hit on the winning approach in this thing. It is what other states are going to have to do, because you cannot keep shutting down the economy. So that's what DeSantis has figured out, that people, even in liberal states, where I'm sitting right now in deep blue Los Angeles, people are going about their lives, and they are just not going to be dictated to. Even in liberal states, they might wear the mask outdoors and things like that, and they might vote for politicians who want mandates, and they look down on the great interior, the flyover country, the free state of Florida, and so forth. But in their private lives, people are making decisions just to go about living. And I think that's what DeSantis realized, that people are not going to want to be imprisoned by this thing forever. There are some who are addicted to the mandates, who trust the government in a very paternalistic way. You'll always have some of those on the far left. But I just think that this experiment in social control is failing even in the blue states. That's really what the lesson is here. You can mandate all kinds of things, but you just can't get people to close their lives down for this long. Even in the deep blue states, people are ignoring these mandates. You know, in California, Gavin Newsom announced a mask mandate statewide in December, right before the holidays, and everybody's ignoring it. I mean, there are some places that are kind of observing it, but if you just go to the gym, you go to the shopping center, a lot of people are just walking around without the masks, and they're not Republicans. They're just sick of it.
Right, right. Well, here I live in Las Vegas, and unfortunately we have a liberal governor who's adopted a lot of the ideas. Not nearly as bad, I think, because the casinos told him, we'll bury you in the desert if you ruin our business. But it was not quite as bad. But some of the things that Newsom and the liberal states have, we have here, like mask mandates, and nobody pays any attention to them. I could walk into Macy's tomorrow and go an hour and a half walking through the store without a mask. Not a single person will stop me and say a word. I could walk into a mall. I don't wear a mask. No one says a word to me. I walk into restaurants. I don't wear a mask. No one says a word to me. Nobody will ever check on your vaccine status, thank God. The whole thing is ridiculous. It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. Joel Pollack, always great to have you on. Senior editor-at-large at Breitbart.com. Thanks for educating us. Find out all Joel's opinions and articles at Breitbart.com. All the latest news at Breitbart.com. Always appreciate you being on. Happy New Year, Joel.
Happy New Year. All the best for 2022.
All right, cool. Wayne Ellerroot will be back. Remember, in the next hour, we've got Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the mRNA technology used in the COVID vaccines. He will be here. It'll be a great interview at about 8:35 East Coast time, 5:35 West. You can always reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website's RootForAmerica.com. All my videos, all my columns, all my commentaries, all at RootForAmerica.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.